This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Why self-expression is key to healthy relationships and personal flourishing. Discover how authentic self-expression strengthens relationships, promotes trust, and supports personal flourishing through humanistic values. The power of self-expression in building stronger relationships. You know, when we talk about relationships, what often comes up is communication. But communication is really only half the story. The other half? Self-expression. It's about being true to yourself, sharing your thoughts, feelings, and your unique perspective openly with another person. Today I wanted to share why self-expression is such a game changer in relationships and how it ties into some bigger ideas around human connection and personal growth. At its core, self-expression is about authenticity. When you're able to express who you really are, without fear of judgment or rejection, it creates a foundation of trust. This is honestly what makes relationships deep and lasting. Whether it's with a partner, a friend, or family, letting your real self shine through invites the other person to do the same. Now, I don't want to gloss over the fact that vulnerability can be scary. Sharing your feelings, your opinions, or even your quirks can feel risky, but here's the interesting part. When you embrace this vulnerability, it often leads to something psychologists call personal flourishing. That is, not only do you benefit personally by feeling freer and more accepted, but your relationship also grows because both people feel truly seen. This idea links pretty closely to positive psychology and applied humanistic philosophy. These fields emphasize human potential, growth, and well-being through things like kindness, openness, and genuine connection. Self-expression isn't just feel-good fluff, it actually supports our mental health and the quality of our relationships. Think about it this way. If you're constantly holding back your thoughts or feelings, you start to feel disconnected, even lonely, despite being physically close to someone. It creates a barrier. On the other hand, when you allow yourself to express your joys, frustrations, dreams, and concerns, it generates empathy. Your partner or friend might not always agree with you, but honest expression encourages respect and understanding. Builds trust. People feel safer and more comfortable in relationships where honesty is the norm. Enhances emotional intimacy. Sharing your internal world makes connection feel real and meaningful. Reduces misunderstandings. Being open helps prevent assumptions and resentment from piling up. Promotes mutual growth. When both people express themselves, relationships become a space to learn and evolve together. Something else worth mentioning is the impact of self-expression on a secular worldview. Adopting a humanistic lens, one that values human dignity and rational understanding without reliance on supernatural beliefs, encourages us to see relationships as essential for personal flourishing through shared experience and empathy. It's about being fully human with each other, grounded in respect and openness. If you're curious to explore this perspective further, check out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's an insightful guide that connects these humanistic values and shows how they promote well-being, not only individually, but also in how we relate to others. The book explains why self-expression and positive humanism go hand in hand, making life and relationships richer and more fulfilling. In the end, embracing self-expression can transform how you experience your relationships. It invites more honesty, closeness, and mutual growth, driven by a secular, human-centered approach to life. So the next time you find yourself holding back your true feelings, consider this. Expressing yourself fully might just be the key to a happier, more connected life, both for you and the people you care about. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Visit https://www.positivehumanism.com to discover how positive humanism can enhance your relationships and overall well-being.